Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, August 11th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Latest with Maui. Americans coming home from Iran. More money to Ukraine. And there's no freedom of speech in Europe. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Have you seen the pictures of Maui? The death toll now is at 36 people, hundreds missing. Clearly, that's the most important thing. Less important are the things that can't be replaced, like the famous banyan tree planted in 1873. It's 60 feet tall, but it's two-thirds of an acre wide. Or buildings. The Baldwin House was built in 1834, once hosted the Hawaiian royal family. Everything burned to the ground. We think of people's livelihoods, tourism. It'll be a long time before tourism comes back to Lahaina. Billions of dollars in losses. Portable hotspots have been brought in to give people some cell phone coverage. Finally, hundreds of people spent the night at the airport trying to get out. This is so far the second deadliest wildfire behind the California campfire in 2018 that killed 85 people. After months of negotiations, Iran and the United States have reached an agreement that could see five U.S. citizens coming back home who have been detained in Iran. Quote, while this is an encouraging step, these U.S. citizens should never have been detained in the first place, said a U.S. official. So what does Iran get in exchange? $6 billion worth of Iranian assets that are held in a restricted account in South Korea due to U.S. sanction laws. We say that we're mandating Iran uses that money towards humanitarian causes, but there's no way that we could enforce a restriction like that. Biden says he's going to ask Congress for another $24 billion in aid to Ukraine. The Biden administration still says it remains unclear how much more funding Ukraine would need. Quote, we don't know how much longer this war is going to go on or how much more assistance we might need to support Ukraine. We won't be bashful about going back to Congress beyond the first quarter of next year if we feel like we need to do that. You need more bash. You should be full of bash. A CNN poll last week found for the first time a majority, 55% of Americans believe that Congress should not give more money to support Ukraine. This is getting a lot of attention. A 16-year-old girl was dragged from her home in England after she told a police officer, you look like my lesbian nana. And the mom claims, it's true, you do. You look like her nana, who is indeed married to a woman. But they don't have freedom of speech in England. The local police department says comments were made which resulted in the girl being arrested for suspicion of a homophobic public order offense. What in the world is that? They don't have freedom of speech in Europe. Hopefully we never lose it here. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, the movie Oppenheimer is worth your time, which is 3 hours plus, counting insipid coming attractions, mostly about grisly horror stuff. In reality, Oppenheimer itself is a real-life horror film about weapons that can obliterate the planet. Even The Rock couldn't stop that. Oppenheimer will win the Oscar for Best Picture because Hollywood is desperately trying to save itself. And this is an actual movie that deals with documented history. It's not woke or foolish or patronizing. There are no zombies or superheroes. If you watch it, you will have to possess a frame of reference or you'll be lost. Now, having written Killing the Rising Sun, I watched Oppenheimer with a critical eye. My book goes much deeper into the Japanese conflict, but I had 300 pages. The film takes a gratuitous shot at President Harry Truman and for some reason sprinkles jarring nudity around, but the project is light years better than any recent film. All human beings should understand the destruction stakes in this world. Guys like Putin and Xi could embrace nuclear madness. Certainly the mullahs in Iran could. Oppenheimer doesn't settle for simple. It will bring you up to speed. I do recommend the film. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Tom. Come on, Bill. We've all heard this before. Biden's in trouble. They have found the smoking gun. The noose is tightening. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, we're quoting Seinfeld now. I believe it will just fade into the sunset. Not going to fade. Money's too big. Joe Biden's not going to. It's not going to fade. Ow. Biden is standard old news. Nothing's ever going to come of the man's criminal activities. So you just convicted him. All right. But you'll see. Jody Imers, Vermilion, Ohio. Bill, thank you for all you do on behalf of the American people. I watch you daily, read all your books. Even if President Biden did not receive money directly, if Hunter did get millions, can Joe help be held responsible? Sure. Conspiracy, racketeering, absolutely. But no FBI investigation. There's a reason. Cicely Gold, Atlanta. So let's say the House actually does impeach Biden. The left, even if they mention it at all, will surely announce there's no truth to it. And it's revenge for what was done to President Trump. Yeah, okay. But if impeachment inquiry is brought up, all the evidence floods out. So everybody will know. Anthony Russo, Staten Island, New York. If the House controls the purse strings, why don't they hold back money for Biden's budget till he protects the southern border? That money's already been allocated. Next time around, they might gut. But at Homeland Security, you really want to cut their budget, even though they're booting it on the border? Tough. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 35 years ago today, a handful of men held a top secret meeting in the mountains of Pakistan to discuss their ongoing war against the Soviet Union and other non-Muslim nations. Those present included Osama bin Laden and Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri. They formed a new organization to wage holy war against the Western world. The group would be called the Base, or in Arabic, Al-Qaeda. Here is the story. In August 1988, bin Laden began pouring millions of dollars from his personal inheritance into the terror network. Enraged by the American military presence in Saudi Arabia, bin Laden chose a new enemy, the United States and its European allies. For the next 25 years, Al-Qaeda carried out at least 50 major terror attacks against Western targets. At its height, the group encompassed 60 affiliate organizations and consisted of 15,000 Islamic fighters. During its global jihad, Al-Qaeda killed 10,000 innocent victims, including 3,000 in New York City on 9/11. The Pentagon eventually dismantled the terror network using a new technology, drones. Between 2004 and 18, the U.S. military launched more than 4,000 unmanned strikes against the jihadists. As for the masterminds behind Al-Qaeda, they got what they deserved. In 2011, bin Laden was killed by Navy SEALs at his compound in Pakistan, his body dumped into the Arabian Sea. 11 years later, Dr. Zawahiri was obliterated in Kabul, Afghanistan, when his apartment was leveled by a CIA drone. And here's something else you might not know. The last deadly attack from Al-Qaeda came in February 2016. A suicide bomber tried to bring down an airliner flying from Somalia to the Middle East. The bomber only managed to inflict a single casualty, killing himself. For more incredible stories about America's quest to bring Al-Qaeda terrorists to justice, please check out my book, Killing the Killers. You'll like it. Back after this.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.